Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Ready to go.
Well, we've got
going to be a big, big week, so we just have to stay hydrated because that fair is going to be hot.
The fair is going to be hot. The music acts are going to be hot. The competitions are going to be hot. The fireworks on the 3rd are going to be hot. The parade on the 4th is going to be hot. And since we won't be caught up next week because the 4th falls on Wednesday, we've got a very busy Wednesday morning to take care of here. We saw, I believe, over the weekend or in Monday's paper that after talking last week, we heard some jail numbers come out, and there seems to be some confusion about what's going on. There's a software thing or there's a count issue. Can you give us, just take me through this so I can understand it, please, please, pretty please.
Right. I'll tell you what, it was a shock to pick up the paper and see that these numbers were wrong that had been presented to the county council, which I had been presenting to the public. You know, I presented it with you and told the public about it, trusting the numbers. Now, you know, I know that I'm the first one to say trust but verify. But, you know, if you're a county council member, you're not over there counting noses at the jail or whatever. You trust that the numbers being given to you are as the way it had been presented. And, of course, when those numbers looked like those bookings, and they presented that to us as though that's what actually was being the ones booked into the jail, that's what the presentation was, then one would think that, well, that just meant they had to be releasing a lot more than what they would have in the past. You know, if you book in 10 new people and you release 20, you really haven't increased the jail population.
Right.
So I didn't question that, much to my chagrin. I wish I had just, you know, always questioned. But, you know, there are some things that you really cannot see how they arrived at the numbers, because this is not like a budgetary thing where we can go online and find the numbers and check them out. But so I was then further shocked to get an lengthy email from our IT department saying, well, this was really old news. No way the city put that out there, that they knew about this a month and a half ago and had it corrected like within a day and a half or something. And so, you know, they felt like, you know, why are they telling us about it now? Well, and I appreciate that email. However, what it said to me, okay, this happened a month and a half ago. The sheriff's department knew about it. IT knew about it. We are told that at least one county commissioner knew about it. The county council, at least one knew about it. So why were we not told about it? All the rest of us, and as you could see, there were people responding saying, I didn't know it. So,
who is selected to get this information, or should everybody have this information?
Absolutely. We were making decisions and doing all of the investigative work that we could to see what is necessary, what steps do we have to take to put in place this additional tax, which would have, at the time, we thought was going to be inside the same tax, but we would just get an additional part out of it. To cover some of these problems, and they knew we were working on that, and yet no one told us, and we were telling the public, you know, giving them false information. Why were we not told? And I said that last night at last night's meeting. I'm telling you, it makes you wonder. What's going on here that there were those that withholding the information, knowing we were working toward voting on this tax for the jail tax and rehabilitation facility or assistance, wouldn't have to be a new facility, and not telling us? What would we have done had we went ahead and voted on that? That would have been put in place then they were going to let this hit the fan? I mean, what was going on? And if we cannot have better communication than this and be able to trust, if you don't trust the messenger, you're not going to trust the message. when does it take and what does it take for us to do that? And that's what I said at last night's meeting. I said I was so disappointed because we were working together as a group, the county council, and I saw other people shaking their heads saying yes, in agreement, that we were working together as a group toward a common cause that we felt like something we needed to do. So I think we were blindsided, the majority of the council.
And that's the problem, the quote-unquote majority. Did someone feel, well, if we told one person on the commissioners and one person on the council, that's good enough? Or does this, I don't know how this works. How should it work?
Well, certainly if you get information that you know that others would be very interested in, you need to share that immediately. Now, let's say if you're a county council person, you have this information, you're not allowed to go and tell all seven council members, but you can tell the council office and they can share the information, and that should have happened the very first time that they were made aware of this. And we should not have been made aware of it in the newspaper rather than those people who knew it making sure we knew it.
Now, this isn't just the one Republican on the council crying spilled milk. There were other people on the council that didn't get this information either, right?
That's correct. Well, I mean, you saw that in writing.
Yep.
I
just wanted to point that out to everybody. This is not a case of politicking in that sense.
No, and you know what? I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't, but I have to.
This is public service. This is something we were going to go to the public and say, rather than your tax dollars, your income tax dollars, going out to townships and to the city and additional to the county, we were going to pull off of the top and cut out of that and cover expenses for that jail and that rehabilitation. And that's what I believe we were all working toward, believing what we had been told. Now, the IT department corrected the way that the information came together and people better understood exactly what the numbers were. I do not believe that this was in any way done on purpose. Sam Crow was very good to meet with me yesterday on the phone, go over numbers, and to make it clear, they absolutely know how many people they have in jail because they have a jail population sheet that they put out, and they have to check that population. That population sheet is put out at 5 in the morning. I shouldn't say it's put out at 5 in the morning. That's what the jail count is, at 5 in the morning, and then they do checks then as required by law throughout the day. So they have different times that they go throughout the day to make certain that the numbers are, everybody's in place. And he then said he would share those with me so that I will get that every day and we'll know what the jail population is every day. And so then he proceeded to also share that with all of the county council members. So that's a step in communication, and I appreciate him doing that. But, you know, when he, as I understand it, the newspaper said that he had contacted some county council members, some county commissioner members. I think he had told the sheriff. And so he's not real sure who the sheriff had notified. I'm just sort of gathering that. All I know is that some did know it. And which ones, I don't know, but they did know it. And we should have been notified.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Just wrong. It's just wrong.
Marty Hawks, our guest this morning, checking in from the county council office as she does every Wednesday morning. Moving forward, Marty, do you put something in place? How do you correct this? Do you hope it doesn't happen? I mean, what do you do now?
Well, at this point, yes, they're working on making sure that they better understand how the information is put together so that their annual report will be correct, and they did send out corrected numbers, and they are under the amount in their jail population that would cause us to have to go out and build another jail. So I don't know. I think the wind has certainly been taken out of the sails for putting in place that additional tax for the jail at this point just because of this snafu. And you wonder if, well, did the city not want us to have that extra tax because it was going to take money out of their pocket, so they, before we did it, they were going to hit the paper with it. It's just like trying to figure out everyone's motivation is very, it's difficult. But in addition to which, we were told by the state, they changed their mind, it appears, or at least from the direction that they had given us, the way that tax would have worked anyway. You know, we were being told if we determined, we, the county council, determined that we wanted to take so much money off of the top of the income tax, we wouldn't have to raise tax on anyone. We would just take a portion of what's already coming in to cover this. Well, now the state is saying, no, the only way you can do that is go to the income tax council and ask their permission to go along with it, or at least I'm sort of paraphrasing, but that's what it looked like. And of course, the income tax council is controlled by the city, so now we're way backed off of it because the city's never going to say, yes, you can take our $3 million to put with your $3 million and do all of this. So I don't know where it sits right now, and we'll see what leadership decides to put together. But I'm going to tell you at this point, I think it will be a very hard sell to get this put in place. And I, for one, am not, I cannot see a reason why, at least not this year, would I be voting in place of increasing anyone's taxes. Because at this point, I think the message is too muddled to be able to get anyone to go along with us at all on that. But other issues were, of course, we went over other issues as well last night. You know, obviously you saw in the paper that not everybody has been complying with paying the food and beverage taxes, so the revenue is not, you know, as
Let
I
me ask you a question on that.
Okay.
We know we've got everybody prepared for it. We've sent out reminders and letters and messages and everything else. Who is required to make them pay? Who does that fall under? I know there's no tax police, or are there?
Well, if you are a restaurant and you're paying tax on food and beverage, and it's a tax that goes into the state and then comes back to the county, I would think it would have to do with whoever collects the other, like the Indiana Department of Revenue. It is countywide. The Indiana Department of Revenue sent out about 760 letters to businesses that they felt like would might have to pay this tax.
Right. So if those businesses don't pay the tax, whose job is it to get them to pay the tax, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, right. And first of all, we have to make sure that everyone knows about it. But I think it would be the state. That's a legal question, and I'll be happy to work at trying to get an answer, but I do think it would have to be the state that would go after the people not paying their tax, because it's just a normal, it's a sales tax.
We'll see what, if we get everybody to pay in, what does the future look like?
Right. Well, certainly the way I had it, I took the total and divided by four because it was 4 months they had collected, and then took that amount and took that times 12. Well, that was way short of the number that they had said they really needed for the year. So once everybody starts paying, we really don't know yet, it appears, exactly what the dollar amount. If only 70-some people, businesses have been paying, but they sent out letters to 760, who knows what the total might be.
That's why we put it in place for a year before we start making any general
discussions.
Absolutely,
absolutely. And, you know, that ship sailed on doing it with the innkeeper's tax, which we would have already known what those numbers were, and we could have moved forward before these interest rates caused a problem with bonding for that facility. But that's months from now. We'll see where we are on the numbers. At least they did have their very first meeting yesterday.
Yes.
And I understand that Council Member Shelley Yoder was, and I didn't hear them say this, but I was told then later that it was that she will be president of the of that group that will be deciding on how these dollars will be spent. So it's going to be an interesting year. We'll be keeping an eye on that money coming in.
Absolutely.
But now the emergency dispatch presented their budget.
Yeah, I got some interesting questions for you on that.
Okay.
We see the headline here. It says, seeking an 18% increase for the 2019 budget. You go on to read the article. Ernest Rollins doing a good job trying to keep all these stories in line for us to learn from. Well, if you're adding people annually, well, that's not an increase for this budget. It's an increase for all budgets moving forward, because once you hire people, it's not a one-time cost. You bring radio purchases and equipment. That's a one-time cost. So this being shown as, well, it's just an increase this year. I don't want to say it's misleading, but that's not the whole story.
Well, you know, they increased it from a total between that, the income tax, that public safety income tax. They added that onto that 911 money that people pay from their cell phones, whatever, and that comes back to the county, and so they budgeted money from that. So for 2018, it was $3,737,000, almost $738,000, and for 2019, they're asking for $4,418,000. The numbers work out to be close to $681,000 increase. Well, if the increase is, as you said, if it's in the salaries, that's going to stay up. Now, there's some of it that was included in some items, the capital items, like part of it is $512,000 increase just in the 911 budget. And last year for 2018 was only $95,000. So they're moving money around and putting more under 911 funds. Well, then, because there was more money there. Well, then what happens once that money is depleted and they've raised salaries in that fund too? Then they're going to say, well, now we're going to have to go back to the public safety tax and take more of that to make up for this difference. So I think that, they did a great job of making presentations of why some of these things are needed or wanted. But I also think that kind of increase is a hefty increase, and you're just not going to be able to reduce it a great deal the following year.
Well, the hefty increase is going to come. They're not even filled. The staff, they're not even filled to recommended standards yet. So you're going to fill more people next year. That's going to go up again.
Well, the people who do these recommended standards, they do that for the jail. They do it for the sheriff's department. And we're down on numbers for all of that. So if we tried to put everything up to recommended standards, it's just not going to...
You're going to need to get more money, that's for sure.
It doesn't work that way. The other thing is, we were told that because they were able to add these extra dispatchers, they don't have them all on board yet. So, of course, that money is building up there in the balances. But they said that just the ones that they had hired so far, they have hired three new ones and three more that are now in training, but they said they had cut 1,000 overtime hours. Now, then why are they increasing their overtime? And I question that. They're increasing their overtime from 120,000 up to 172,000 after it was just said they had cut all of this. So this makes no sense to me, and I'm not.
You can only imagine what I'm thinking right now. If it doesn't make sense to you, you can only imagine what the listener is thinking.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be confusing folks.
No, you're not. It's just the process of how this stuff works out sometimes. And you're right. If you say it's down, but you need more money for it, I get confused as well.
Well, and of course, we all want Central Dispatch to work well together.
Absolutely.
Who would want that job? It would be the toughest job. These two budgets we've been talking about, the jail job, I'm telling you, I just can't imagine what it would take to have to go in that jail and work in that jail every day. So having to do with talking about this money has, I wouldn't want anybody to think that I don't respect the people who are doing all the tough work at the jail, and now we're talking about Central Dispatch, and that, what a job that would be. As a matter of fact, just trying to recruit some of these people, once they have them recruited, once they start going through training, some of these people just back off and say, this is not something I want to do. It's not where I want to be. So
who's going to make the final decisions on this money? Is it you, the county council? Is it the city council, the income tax council? Where does this all go before this budget is approved?
Well, last year we did not approve the entire budget, and then they just came back. If I'm recalling it right, there's a lot of budgets we have to keep an eye on. It seems to me that the city approved portions of it, and then they had to come back at the beginning of the year and do it in the form of additional appropriations, if I'm recalling that correctly. But, you know, they have to have an appropriation to spend the money. They absolutely do. But what happens with all of the money that's left over that's been appropriated that they have not actually spent, then that will go into, like, this holding fund that, of course, that would have to be appropriated too. But we should be very cautious that we have money saved back for an additional appropriation if they have a major problem. But we also know that a shortfall, if we spend too much and then they need more and there's nothing left in any of these holding accounts, then that money has to be, county just has to come up with it, and so does the city. So we have to, this is not just, you know, money falling out of the sky or, you know, somebody producing the money in the back room. This is the public's money. And every dollar that is spent in Central Dispatch is just that dollar that is not sent out to the other taxing units to provide services.